The Northern Territory Children's Commissioner has called for an urgent investigation into allegations that Darwin's Youth Detention Centre staff made teenagers fight and eat animal faeces for rewards of junk food. The allegations of mistreatment were made by a young person who spent time in the Don Dale Detention Centre late last year. It includes claims that staff made young people fight among themselves, with the winner getting extra soft drinks and chocolate. Felicity James reports from Darwin.
Just 1 week after the Northern Territory's Children's Commissioner revealed serious failures at Darwin's Youth Detention Centre, further allegations of mistreatment have surfaced. 15-year-old Travis spent time at Don Dale last year. He alleges staff sometimes made young people fight, with the winner getting extra soft drink and chocolate. He says workers encouraged a detainee to eat bird feces on another occasion and then posted it on the messaging app Snapchat.
When we'd be good and we get to go down bottom and stuff like that, you get a Coke and a chocolate once a week. Boys and that, they wanted that a bit more than once a week, you know. So workers would make them fight stuff and do stuff that kids usually wouldn't do just so they could get it.
What sort of stuff when you say do stuff that kids normally wouldn't
do? There was a peacock that come over from Berrimah prison into our prison, and It started staying down bottom where all the kids were, and we started feeding it and that. And there was poo sitting on the ground one time, and a young fella got dared to eat its shit, and they videoed it and put it on Snapchat and that to all their friends, and they gave him a Coke and a chocolate.
Travis made these allegations at a forum for youth justice workers this week. The Northern Territory's Corrections Commissioner Ken Middlebrook was there.
Why hasn't it been reported to us and give us the opportunity to look at those? But this is the first time I've heard those allegations.
Will you be looking into these allegations now?
Not unless something substantive comes along for me to use. But listening to something coming from off the conference floor like this, I put no validity in unless it's backed up with some evidence.
The Northern Territory Children's Commissioner, Colleen Gwynne, has had a different reaction to the allegations.
Oh, absolutely horrified. But at this stage, what we have is a young person's account. He's made that public. So I'm certainly obligated to follow up on that and make some immediate preliminary inquiries. And first of all, speaking to Travis himself, and I understand my office has been in contact with him.
The other allegation was in relation to getting children to fight and the winner gets a prize. What do you think about that?
If that's occurred, then, you know, that's a serious, serious breach of the whole range of matters, including the actual care of those young people. No, the detention is a place where we should be working with young people and assisting them to make better decisions in life. And most of them have come from violent backgrounds themselves. To then turn around and encourage them to undertake, to engage in such behaviours, to me, I'm just flabbergasted by that.
The Children's Commissioner says a full criminal investigation into the allegations is needed. Travis says a lot of staff treated him well in detention, but he alleges others threatened young people with retribution on the outside, and on one occasion when he was refusing to go back into his cell, he says staff beat him over the back of the legs with a baton-like torch.
They'd lock us down for no certain, like, no reason, really. So if we didn't go to our rooms, it would be the hard way. They'd drag us and stuff. And when we get into our rooms, like I said, I got hit with torches in the kneecap.
The Children's Commissioner says the latest allegations go beyond what she covered in her recent report looking into a tear gassing incident at Don Dale, which focused on better training and crisis management.
This is a little bit different. This is premeditated decisions made to degrade young people. And, you know, some of what was said yesterday is serious, and it needs to be referred to police for investigation.
The Corrections Commissioner, Ken Middlebrook.
There's sufficient oversight to the system that if, in fact, those things happen between official visitors, the Children's Commissioner and other methods that are in place, that something would have come. I wouldn't have heard this from the floor of a conference.
Northern Territory Police and the Police Minister, Peter Chandler, have been contacted for a response.
Felicity James reporting from Darwin.